In an address on the Senate floor, Senator Schumer said Prime Minister Netanyahu has aligned with Israel's radical right by, for example, coming out against a two-state solution to the Middle East conflict.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer said the Israeli government should call new elections to allow the Israeli public to choose a different path.
At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government. I also believe a majority of the Israeli public will recognize the need for change, and I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Schumer's statement. He said the U.S. should stand with its ally at a time of war and that it's not up to the U.S. to interfere in another country's democratic process.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel, at home and in captivity, deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
New York Democrat Schumer said that the tendency from protesters and critics of Israel to place the entire blame for the current conflict on Israel is unfair and one-sided.
Israel is by no means the only one responsible for the immense civilian toll. To blame only Israel for the deaths of Palestinians is unfair, one-sided, and often deliberately manipulative. And it ignores Hamas's role in this conflict. Hamas has knowingly invited an immense civilian toll during this war. Their goal on October 7th was to provoke a tough response from Israel by killing as many Jews as possible.
Schumer has also called criticisms of Israel as an apartheid or settler colonial state unfair and hypocritical, given that many of these critics wouldn't dare try to deny self-determination to any other ethnic group by attempting to delegitimize it. However, the American Friends Service Committee disagrees. It held its second annual Apartheid-Free Communities webinar today. Palestinian attorney Ahmed Abul said Israeli society bears all the hallmarks of an apartheid system.
Every aspect of Palestinian life is being controlled and dominated by Israel's settler colonial apartheid regime.
Senator Chuck Schumer also called for Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas to step down and make room for new leadership that's more willing to compromise. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.